The podcast you are about to hear contains adult themes, including, but certainly not limited to, bloody, sexy imagery, profane enthusiasm, gay giggles, and horror film spoilers. If this lewd behavior will displease you, feel free to exit this podcast zone. If you're unsure, check out the overture to get a taste of what's to come. If you're definitely sticking with us, strap in and let's go.
I just want to start up top by saying, fuck the haters.
Wow.
I know we don't have any yet, but when they get here, fuck them.
Fuck them.
Fuck them.
Not welcome here.
Not welcome here.
Just don't bother.
Just don't. Get the fuck out
of
here.
Go somewhere else.
Do something different.
Go do something you like to do.
Yeah. Have you tried maybe, like, I don't know, gardening?
Yeah. Get into the sunshine.
Mindfulness meditation. You know?
This turned from, I don't give a fuck to maybe we care about you
maybe
a lot.
We care. Welcome, everyone, to Final Girl Standing, a podcast where I, your host, Alyssa, along with my other host.
Hello, I'm Jessie. I'm the other host.
We do a podcast mm-hmm. about Final Girls.
Yes.
Each week, we take Final Girls from horror movie fame, pin them against each other in a March Madness-style bracket to see who will be the final girl standing. So this week is tier two, baby.
Tier two. Season two, tier two. Two. Make a wish.
Twos on twos on twos.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I do.
Number two. Not the poop, but the...
Scooby Dooby Doo. Where are you?
So this is tier two, which means that we are doing fights on fights on fights this mm-hmm. week, baby.
It's the tier one champions up against each other to find out who is going to be in the finalist battle.
Exactly. Which is who's going to be in our final episode and who will be season two's final girl standing.
It's so exciting. Let me quickly define what a final girl is mm-hmm. for us so that you can know how we even pick
how they
these
even
folks.
Got here. How do they even get here, Jessie?
Who are even these ladies? I don't even know. Okay, first of all, a certain number? A certain number of people have to die in the film besides her. So she has to survive the film.
Yes,
she's
correct.
She's a key player in eliminating the threat.
Mm-hmm.
She's the one left to tell the tale.
Romantic.
Just a series of storytellers over here. embodies the spirit of the final girl. Franchise girls will get their own bracket.
Yes.
Which shouts season out to three. Season three?
Question mark?
Question mark. Okay. Okay. And we reserve the right to break these rules at any time, although we have truly
we
abided by the rules this time.
We absolutely nailed our own rules.
We're just law-abiding citizens.
We really are.
Officer, just move along.
Go us. So you might be asking yourself, who are the tier one champions? So tier one champions are Sarah versus Miss Caroline, which is The Descent versus Little Monsters.
That's right. And our second fight we're going to be doing today, that's right, it's two fights.
Two fights, baby.
Oh, wow. Tier two, season two, two fights.
Fights on fights on
too
fights.
Too fast, too furious. Cecilia from The Invisible Man versus Mia from Evil Dead 2013.
Woohoo!
Yes. So
let's fucking do it, baby.
Yeah. It's important to note that obviously we're not going to like reassess these gals.
Yes.
We know their scores.
We know their shit.
We know their worth.
We know their worth.
No, it's immeasurable.
So if you weren't here last season, let us recap for you how this kind of episode works, because if you are new to this whole fucking podcasting vibe mm-hmm. That we are putting out into the ether, you probably aren't familiar with how tier two episode works.
That's right.
So
and we also forgot, so it's yeah. cool because we reassessed and
I don't remember.
Yeah,
so.
So the way to make this a more exciting tier two and mm-hmm. get things a little more jazzed up, if you will, is we're going to choose a location at random.
Mm-hmm.
Alyssa and I have both put in five random locations
true,
into a
true,
bag.
True.
Prince
mm-hmm.
also has his locations.
Oh, his are still in there?
From the finale
oh!
in the bag. I think it's cute.
Yes, keep it in.
Yeah, I think
keep
we
it
should
in,
keep it
in.
All in.
Keep the struggle.
Yeah, keep the struggle. And which we have the reserve the right to skip them if we don't.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Totally.
If it's not the vibe.
Fuck it. Yeah.
Yeah, and then we have a spicy element that we also pick out of a bag at random
mm-hmm.
that will affect the fight.
Mm-hmm.
And again, we've each contributed five, and Prince has contributed five as well.
Yeah.
So
so the way it works basically is that we have these two fights. We're going to start, obviously, with Sarah and Miss Caroline. We're going to pick a location and a spicy element, and then we're going to make those bitches fight.
That's right.
There will be one winner, and then after that fight, we will dive into our Cecilia versus Mia fight. There will be one winner. And that means there'll be two girls mm-hmm. going to the final bracket.
And two funerals at the end of the pod.
And two funerals. Not only is it double the fights, but it's double the funerals.
Now, can you do me a quick favor?
Uh-huh.
Because the spicy element was the brainchild of Alyssa themselves. So because of that, can you just tell me what's a spicy element?
Yes. So you might be asking yourself, what the fuck is a spicy element? You know what a location is, but what is a spicy element? So last season, a couple examples of our spicy elements were in our tier two fight, we had a slippery graveyard. So the spicy element was that everything was slippery and the location was it's in a graveyard. Yeah. And then I think the other one in tier two was the McDonald's playground with a ball pit. And the spicy element was it's raining blood.
That's right.
So a spicy element is a chaotic element that we're introducing into the fight. They'll kind of amp things up a little bit to get them a little bit, you know, a little bit spicier.
That's right. In the finale last year, it was the piano floor when someone was hiding.
Yes, piano floor when someone was hiding. Yeah, at the Applebee's parking
lot. That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe at the Applebee's parking lot.
Fuck. If you didn't see your season one, this is a spoiler, but fucking let's just give a shout out to Maddie from Hush.
Mm.
Let's just give out a quick shout out.
Praise be.
Praise be unto the Lord. Mm-hmm. For Maddie from Hush.
That's right.
Thank you, Mike Flanagan, mm-hmm. for creating that movie. Thank you, Kate Siegel, for playing that character.
Mm. We love you.
But there's no more time for that. That's in the past.
It's time for tier two fight number one.
We need to look forward to the future.
Yes. Now, so let's re-meet these gals.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's been a minute.
Yes, correct.
Especially for this first fight.
For the first one, yeah, for Sarah. You guys haven't heard about Sarah in 3 weeks, right? Four weeks.
Tell me about Sarah. Do a quick little recap.
Sarah from The Descent is Sarah from The Descent towards the end of her movie is a very different Sarah from the beginning of her movie.
That's right.
And we're going to be mainly talking about the Sarah at the end of her movie because that's the person who came to the fight.
Mm-hmm.
She's kind of unhinged. She is a Brit. She is a sweater wearer, I believe was one of the attributes that we gave her in the beginning.
Correct. But at the end, she kind of became a blood wearer.
Yeah. She wears blood as a costume. It's her favorite outfit is blood.
She loves it. And she rocks it.
And she rocked it. She looks good in red.
Yeah.
But some of the main sort of attributes that we gave her is that she has the ability to go feral.
Mm-hmm.
She is a little bit traumatic, like has a little bit of trauma response moments.
Oh, yeah.
She has like the I have trauma and so I'm going to go into like trauma shutdown mode sort of thing, which did happen to her at least once in the fight that we already had. So it's possible that it can come into play again.
That's right.
But yeah, that's kind of what we know about Sarah. As far as her injuries that are being sustained from this past fight, Sarah was fighting Tess, and Tess didn't really fuck her up that much. So Sarah's pretty unscathed going into this fight with Miss Caroline.
Yeah, Sarah pretty much dominated at the last fight. So.
Yeah.
So she's coming in doing real well.
Yeah.
Now she's up against Miss Caroline, mm-hmm. who is just an icon, a ray of sunshine amongst a sea of zombies.
Hi, Lupita, if you're listening.
Hi. We miss you.
We miss you. Come back.
So Miss Caroline is somebody who is well composed, mm-hmm. and who can absolutely lead a group of kindergartners through a zombie apocalypse moment.
Correct.
She can play the ukulele the whole GD time as well, mm-hmm. while carrying the trauma of men and other shit.
Exactly.
So we love her. However,
Stan.
From the past fight, she has a couple of injuries.
Yes.
And the main one being a bite to the neck.
Yes.
Like she took some tumbles here and there, but
Adelaide did get a little chompy chompy on her neck.
Yeah. We've decided to not make it a jugular.
Yeah.
Because if it was, this fight would be really short.
Yeah.
So we're not going to do that to her. But she does have a bite. So she, mm-hmm. there's some blood.
Yes.
She's having some pain.
Yes.
Now, that means we need to pick the location. Where are these hosts fighting?
Okay, so let's pick our location. Do you want to pick it?
Sure. I'll do location, you do spice.
I'll do spicy. Okay. I'll do spicy element.
Okay, we have a bag.
A bag full of papers. Here we go. What will the location be? Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do.
Okay.
I like how we're singing two different songs.
Oh. The stage of a Broadway musical.
Oh!
It was actually one of mine.
I love it. Is there a specific Broadway musical?
It's just a stage of a Broadway musical. You want to pick a set?
Let's pick a theater, a New York theater.
Oh, I would not know.
Oh, you wouldn't?
I'm so sorry. I don't know what the interiors of theaters are like.
The Winter Garden. I've decided it's the Winter Garden Theater in New York.
Good job.
It looks like a theater.
But maybe there's a set on stage.
Okay, what's the set?
Or probably, let's get an iconic, identifiable set. Let's say I'm either going with either Newsies, mm-hmm. or Phantom of the Opera.
Let's do Phantom of the Opera.
Okay.
It just closed on Broadway.
R.I.P. and peace.
R.I.P.
Okay, great.
So Phantom of the Opera's Broadway stage is our location. What about the spicy element? Here we go. spicy element is gonna get so spicy in this here. Bitch. Okay, spicy element is a mysterious fog. How perfect for Phantom of the Opera.
Wow, this is iconic. It's gonna be like we're in the catacombs together underneath the Paris Opera House. Wow, this is turning into a really romantic
I know. Fight. I love this. It's so dramatic. Okay, so we have the Phantom of the Opera stage on Broadway, and there's a mysterious fog in the theater.
Mm-hmm. Which is gonna make it hard to see. To see. Obviously.
Yeah.
Okay.
For sure.
Okay. So, Sarah,
how does it start?
Miss Caroline.
Well, Miss Caroline.
I think that they're both in like either wing.
Okay.
Of the stage.
Yeah. So, one's on stage right, one's on stage left.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Waiting and in the wings.
Yeah. I'm guessing the set is going to be like, since there's all the fog, just for dramatic reasons, it's going to be like the grotto. Like, it's going to be the Phantom's like grotto area. Okay, yeah. You know what I mean? Where there's like an organ and there's like candles and shit and there's like a bed thing that Christine gets on it eventually. Uh-huh. Yes. So I'm thinking that's sort of the vibe.
Okay.
And let's see. Oh, my God. So I think Miss Caroline probably actively like steps out towards the stage. Like she's trying to figure out how to see her way in the fog. Maybe see if she can like grab something because she's like wary. So maybe she like grabs like a fake torch.
Oh, okay. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like a prop torch.
Yeah. Prop torch that's down there. And it's kind of like, but it's got a little light on it. And she's kind of like making her way through the fog. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Do you know what I think Sarah does?
Tell me.
I think she's a little feral. And I think what she does is she just starts running through the fog, like projectiling herself towards Miss Caroline.
Oh, yeah. Because it's like, if there's a threat.
Yeah.
Fuck it.
Fuck it. Like, I'm just going to run at it. Mm-hmm. So I think that was what she does. She hits Miss Caroline and Miss Caroline is on the floor. But I think so is Sarah. I think Sarah is also on the floor.
They both got knocked over.
They both got knocked over. And so I think that what Miss Caroline is doing is she's pawing around on the floor for the light again.
She's like, she'll probably see it.
Yeah.
So she's going to start like crawling towards it if it fell out of her hand.
Yeah. I think what happens is Sarah grabs her by the leg and pulls on her so that way she can't grab the light. Right.
Okay.
And so then Sarah is trying to get on top of Miss Caroline to fucking like whack at her. Right. But I think that Miss Caroline kicks her in the chest. And she flies off. And then Miss Caroline gets up and grabs the torch and runs off to stage right.
She goes off stage?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Okay. So while she's off stage, she comes across a more elaborate prop table, probably.
Okay.
And I think Sarah at this point is probably going to try to run after her, but maybe like more stealthy. Uh-huh. Like she kind of like gets up, sees where she runs off to, and then she's like skulking in between the different... what is this called? A curtain.
Yes. Like, what is this called?
I'm doing a really bad hand motion for it, but yeah. So you're going, she's going like in between the curtains and has her in her sights. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like Miss Caroline's skulking out the prop table that's off stage. And then like Sarah's kind of walking between and like seeing her through the curtains as she walks past and like is pretty much like deep in the fog.
Yeah.
And I think the fog is still going off stage too because it's not just part of the set. I think
it's, you know. It's a mysterious fog.
Correct. Uh-huh. So I think that Miss Caroline's trying to find something. What does she grab?
Ooh, what does she grab? What's Phantom of the Opera? What's a prop in Phantom of the Opera? Oh,
I mean, I was going to say a mask, but that does nothing for us here.
like a candelabra. Like, you know how Christine holds the candelabra in the boat and she's like,
okay, yeah.
I think she grabs a candelabra.
Yeah, if you've never seen Phantom of the Opera, that was exactly perfect and accurate.
Yeah, that was exactly how it goes.
Yeah. Okay, so she grabs the candelabra.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that maybe what Sarah tries to do is element of surprise with the curtain.
Oh.
They're pretty heavy. Might try to like wrap her.
Oh, grab her with the curtain?
Yes, correct.
Okay.
Like, what you can't see is my arm motions, but essentially grabbing two sides of the curtain and wrapping it around Miss Caroline from behind.
Uh-huh.
Because Miss Caroline's probably going to grab this candelabra and start walking towards the stage.
Yeah.
So I think she just like sneak Do you think Sarah makes contact? I think so.
Okay. So Miss Caroline is holding onto the candelabra at this point. So Miss Caroline's holding onto the candelabra, but she got jump scared basically by Sarah, right? And so now they're kind of tangled up in the curtains, right? And so what I think Miss Caroline does is she starts just like flailing the fucking candelabra in the air, just being like hoo-ah, 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 trying to hit whatever part of the curtain she can. I think she makes contact with Sarah in the curtain on maybe her fucking knee. So she takes out Sarah's knee with the candelabra. And so then I think what happens is Sarah becomes a little pile in the curtain, right? I think that Miss Caroline, unfortunately being a final girl, drops the candelabra and runs to the other side to stage left.
Yes. Well, and I think that she's a pretty educated person, mm-hmm. which means that when she runs, I think she's going to try to get up. Because you know how mm-hmm. there's the, like...
The platform?
Yeah, the platform mm-hmm. that goes, you know, and it acts like she's walking, like, upstairs mm-hmm. or whatever.
I like how this fight really, like, you visualizing this fight really depends on whether or not you're a theater kid.
That's most of our podcast, I feel like, is that vibe.
I feel like our podcasting community is theater kids. Yeah. Right? If you're a theater kid, press it's R niche. In the chat.
It's horror, like, queer comedy theater. Yeah. Okay. All those things are good.
Yeah, so I love it.
I think she kind of, like, makes her way to, like, the scaffolding kind of, not scaffolding, uh-huh. but, like,
the platform.
Mm-hmm. And is kind of, like, pulling herself up. Mm-hmm. I think she, the intent is mm-hmm. to maybe find something to, like, drop.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Like a sandbag kind of thing. Well, I mean, I don't know how she would... You tell me.
Okay.
I don't know.
This is what I think happens. I think that Miss Caroline is moving upward and onward, right? I think that Sarah is fucking stuck in this curtain, is trying to undo her shit, right?
Mm, her knees
I think
fucked
that,
up.
I think that... A quick aside here. I think what happens is while she's in the curtain, she has a trauma flashback. She's like, oh my God, trauma flashback. Mm. And when she wakes up from the trauma flashback, she is reinvigorated with the spirit of
the Phantom of the Opera.
Phantom of the Opera. With the music of the night. And so she gets up, and I think what she does is she goes into, I'm a spelunker, I'm a start climbing this bitch. So I think that what she does is she goes and she sees the, like, you know how the curtains are basically a system of pulleys on the ropes? I think she starts climbing up those ropes to kind of find where Miss Caroline is up at the top, right? Mm-hmm. So she's trying to meet her up at the platform.
And she's so, like, toned that it's going to be pretty easy for her to, like, balance that out. For sure. Even as things are pulling and stuff like that. I think she's going to, like... Be quick enough.
She's a skilled climber.
Yeah. So you think, does she make it to the other side of the platform?
Of the platform?
They're on either
I think
side.
They're on both sides. I think they're now facing off. And I think that neither one of them has a weapon in their hand.
Oh, yeah, because they dropped the candelabra.
Yeah.
Okay. So I think that Miss Caroline sees mm-hmm. Sarah at mm-hmm. the other end. Mm-hmm. Like, kind of hears her make contact, and she's like, oh, shit. Uh-huh. But there's a fog between them. So maybe to kind of smoke her out a little bit, Miss Caroline starts, like, shaking the rafters. Ooh. Like, holding either side of the rafter handles and, like, shaking the bridge, basically.
Ooh.
Yeah, just as a scare tactic while she's slowly moving forward to see if maybe something happens.
Okay. I think that Sarah sees the shaking. I think she kind of slips a little bit. I think that she slips a little, and now she's kind of straddling the platform because she kind of lost her grip, right? So I think as she's straddling the platform, Miss Caroline is, you know, rattling the thing, right? Trying to freak her out. And I think that what Miss Caroline does is, knowing her, she's a smart one, right? Mm. She knows that I don't have a weapon right now. It's just me versus this person who clearly has upper arm strength because they just spelunked their way
up those fucking ropes,
right? And so I think what Miss Caroline does is she uses the fog to her advantage. And she kind of, while she's shaking it, she starts to, like, what's the word I'm looking for? Zig and zag through the fog so she can have the, like, surprise element on the other side. I think she's zigging and zagging so much that she surprise elements Sarah.
Like, while she's trying to get up from being fogged.
Yeah, while she's trying to get up from being fogged. And I think what she does is Sarah's, like, getting up. And I think that Miss Caroline fucking pushes her off the fucking platform.
Okay.
And I think...
Yeah.
Sarah...
Yeah.
Lands... On...
The...
Bed.
Oh, okay. Wow. She's soft landing.
Yeah.
I thought you were going to say Sarah grabs the chandelier as she's, like, falling.
No, that would be cool, though.
Yeah. Okay, so she lands on the bed.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think that maybe there's, like, some set up in mm-hmm. the rafters, too, that mm-hmm. are, like, dangling that now Miss Caroline can see,
mm-hmm.
like, a fucking star. Like, you uh-huh. know, or something, like, yeah, a yeah, hanging yeah. Uh-huh. star set piece
uh-huh.
that's being hung by some, like, fish line
uh-huh.
that she, like, yanks down.
Okay.
In an attempt to do, like... I have the upper hand now.
Uh-huh.
Throw down the star.
Oh, she throws it on top
of her?
I think
so, yeah.
Does it make contact?
You tell me.
You know what I think happens?
Oh, please. I know what's going to happen.
Do you? Because I don't.
Oh, maybe not. I was, like, full on ready to just be like...
No. I want to hear it. What do you think happens?
Well, I was full on ready to be like, the star impales that bitch and she dies dramatically on a bed.
On Christine's bed.
Yeah, and it's like a beautiful image.
Uh-huh.
And, like, all the fog starts to clear and all the candles are around. But anyway, that's also just like romantic imagery. We can do something else.
I kind of like that. Well, this was my visualization.
Yeah, it hit me.
Is that Miss Caroline drops the star on her, right? So I think that she's like not moving at this point, right? So she's not moving, being like she's trying to get out of the star, but she's like she's struggling to move because Miss Caroline has now immobilized her.
Okay, yeah, I'm into that. And I also think maybe it didn't hit her in a vital organ because the fog. She probably couldn't see. She just kind of aimed for the bed or like where she saw her fall.
Yeah.
You know? So
I think that what Miss Caroline does is she tries to descend from the platform, okay. Right? She, knowing that she's got to go for the kill because she's on the bed and she is vulnerable and she's ready for the kill, right? So I think what she does is she picks back up the candelabra, right? Walks over to Sarah and starts trying to bash the candelabra in her fucking face, right?
Oh my God.
I think she's bashing and bashing and bashing. Sarah is screaming, going a little bit feral. And so it's not like she's not doing a clean kill here because Sarah is fighting the fuck back, right?
Yeah.
So Sarah's fighting the fuck back. I think she's fighting back enough that she gets in a couple of scratches and blows at Miss Caroline, right?
Yeah.
And I think that what happens is that Sarah kind of wiggles her way out a little bit. And so that way she has a little bit of like an arm strength or grip where she can kind of fight back. I think finally what happens, she bashes her in the face and Sarah grabs the candelabra, and like tries to swat back at her. And so Miss Caroline falls back. But then what happens is that Miss Caroline, dives into the orchestra pit. She dives into the orchestra pit, grabs a ukulele and starts playing a fucking acoustic version of The Phantom of the Opera with the surprise element on her side of the fog, right? So she's kind of creeping
her out. Like haunting.
Yeah, she's haunting. She's playing with the ukulele. The fog is in the air. And so Sarah is dazed and confused and is like, fucking, what is happening?
So much blood.
I'm going to die, right?
Yeah, probably.
And so I think that what Miss Caroline does is, in her kindness, she plays the song of Phantom of the Opera, the music of the night.
That's not Phantom of the Opera.
I mean, what do you mean?
It's the Phantom of the Opera.
I know, but not, I was saying like the music of the night is part of Phantom of the Opera.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. But you think she's singing Phantom of the Opera? Well,
that'd be way scarier.
So I think she's playing some kind of musical accoutrement from Phantom of the Opera. And I think what happens is that she wants Sarah to go out peacefully.
Mm.
And so what she does, she takes from the orchestra pit, she grabs the conductor baton and she basically jams it into her neck. And when she pulls it out, a spurt of blood happens, and then she falls to the ground, and then she plays the ukulele while she dies slowly.
Wow. Iconic. That means Miss Caroline wins.
Miss Caroline wins!
Wow, that's shocking to me.
I know.
Because, like, Sarah from The Descent, I just feel like is so hardcore.
Yes.
But, like...
But I feel like the thing is that, like, Sarah from The Descent has so much trauma and like is so fucked up that like I feel like if you have someone like Miss Caroline who is able to assess a situation and like fucking, you know, come in with some fucking forethought, it kind of beats the trauma state.
She's a strong, educated woman and like really gets into the character of like fucking killing whatever the threat is.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And can handle her shit.
Yeah.
Like better than most.
Do you know what that means?
That she's a finalist.
And that Lupita Nyong'o is making it to the final round. Who's she gonna fight?
Lupita mommy.
Wait, we have to know who she's gonna fight though.
Yeah, we have to figure that out. Okay, it's time for fight number two.
Fight two.
What are we going to do in fight number two?
Okay, we got to reintroduce the Goyles.
That's right.
We got Cecilia from The Invisible Man versus Mia from Evil Dead 2013.
Yeah, tell me about Cecilia.
So Cecilia escaped a abusive relationship. We're thinking has some Pisces energy. Also, is just a cute little lady. Like, Elizabeth Moth is so cute. Like,
she's
I love her.
So cute, and she's so fucking smart, dude.
Yes, she's wicked smart.
Oh, my God.
She is wicked smart, and she's also... from the last fight, she has her injuries sustained are she was choked out. So she's got a little bit of a choke situation, but she also was stabbed in the upper body.
That's right. In like the shoulder, chest.
Mm-hmm. So not stabbed enough. So that way she's like completely bleeding out, but she's definitely bleeding.
Yeah, injured.
Injured.
Could affect how heavy of things she could pick up.
Yeah.
Stuff like that.
For sure. What about Mia? What's her deal?
So Mia is a recovering addict who I'm going to go ahead and say is recovered because she literally chains out her own demon in half. You know what I'm saying? So like, I'm loving her. But she was in a cabin in the woods with her family, you know, and by the end of that movie had really conquered her demons and was like really a respectable gal, you know, and handled a lot, like literally ripped her own arm off. So like, we know she's great. However, from the previous fight, basically nothing happened to her because it was versus Maxine.
And Maxine didn't really do much. No, Maxine was on too many drugs.
She's just a little thing. She was, she had the weakness of being a full-on addict.
Cokehead.
Yeah, cokehead for sure. So, so Mia's coming into this fight really strong.
Okay, cool. So let's pick a location and a spicy element.
Okay. Or you want to do the same?
Yeah, I'll do the same. So you do spicy location. I'll do spicy. Location.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. Let's do the location.
Let's do it. Gotta open the zip. Where is it bag. Gonna
be? I literally don't remember what mine are. So like, it'll be interesting if you pull one of mine or if I pull one of mine.
Oh, fuck yeah. Destiny. I just know it's not mine. Okay. Okay. Let's see. I can't handle what I just read.
What is it?
I can't handle it.
What is it?
It's Phantom of the Opera Theater.
No! No!
Fuck, dude.
We are one mind.
What the fuck?
Who's was that mine?
Yeah.
It is. I don't remember writing it. Okay, wait, we gotta pick a new one.
What the fuck is wrong with us?
The fact that I didn't even remember that I did that.
The fact that it was so fucking specific to what we just did. Okay, here's one.
Oh,
it's a Prince one.
What is it?
Stu's house from Scream.
Stu's house from Scream?
Yeah, well, I mean, Alyssa.
Let's go, baby. I know that place in and out.
Okay, good. I don't, but I'll follow.
Okay, sounds good. Okay, here is the location. We now need to do the spicy element. So let me choose a spicy spice.
Is that Borat?
Yeah, I don't
Jesus
know.
Christ. Save us all.
Okay. So I wrote this one. And this one is Looney Tunes cartoon character rules, which means that all the rules that apply in Looney Tunes cartoons apply in this fight.
No one's gonna die.
Okay, but like,
okay, tell me the rules then.
So the card says ask Alyssa. So
okay, great. Hey Alyssa.
So I think what my original intention was is that like you can very much die in this Looney Tunes world, but like you have the ability to like open like a portal into something else, right? Like, you know how you do the dot on the wall and like you can drop an anvil or like just like random Looney Tunes cartoons elements
okay
are in play.
I like it. Mm-hmm. Or like silly stuff happens, like if there's a backdrop then
exactly
they would hit it like as if they're gonna run in.
Okay.
Like, or if they run out of a door like then their body is the kind of okay I'm into it.
Okay. Are you sure? Because we can pick another one.
No, I'm fully into it. Sorry, I just shook the table.
So the location is what again?
Oh, Stu's house.
Stu's
from
house.
Scream.
Stu's house from Scream and Looney Tune cartoon. Why can't I say that?
It's hard to say.
Looney Tunes cartoon character rules.
That's right.
So, with that being said, we got Cecilia in one corner, Mia in another corner
of the house.
Of the house. So let me break down for those of us who are unacquainted with Stu's house from Scream. Mm-hmm. First of all, get your shit together.
Yeah, I was like, this is the like dissertation that Alyssa's been waiting for.
This is what I've been waiting for my whole life. When we get to Sydney Prescott,
it's over for you
bitches. So Stu's house is a two-story house. There's an upstairs, that's where all the bedrooms are, and then the downstairs where there's a living room, there is a like 1990s TV in the living room. There is a basement where there is a refrigerator and a garage door.
I can visualize it now.
Yeah,
there's a few steps to get down into the garage. Okay, I see it.
And then there's the kitchen. And the kitchen has an island in it. The kitchen has many knives. And I think we have a Cecilia versus Mia in this situation, right? Mm-hmm. So I think probably the way that this might start, correct me if I'm wrong, but I feel like Cecilia is, because what happened to Cecilia in her last fight? Where was she coming from? She's kind of she's kind of at like...
She just duped
Aaron. She just fucking duped someone.
Yeah,
right?
She like pretended to die and then didn't and then fucking killed her.
Yeah. Okay, so I'm thinking that what Cecilia is doing here is once Cecilia pulls up to Stumacher's house, she's like, all right, we're going to go chill on the couch, right? We got to rest. We got to recuperate, right? I think Mia pulls up to the house and is like, I'm going to grab a snack, right? Because I'm hungry and I did a lot of drugs. And so I used to do a lot of drugs. And now my new thing is eating food.
My new thing is eating food. Oh, my God. She's on a healthy diet, though. Yeah. She's feeling good. She needs to get like a little apple or something.
A little sticky snack or something. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so I think what happens is that they're in this house together. They're on either sides of the house. One's in the living room. One's in the kitchen. And I think what happens is... as per Looney Tunes cartoon rules, I think what is the thing that the Roadrunner does where he like
meep meep
they hear like a meep meep, right? And they
are the cartoon characters in the
no
okay, I was like, what the fuck?
They hear like a something, right? They hear like a meep meep or like a sound, right?
Okay, yeah, yeah.
And so I think they go up to investigate the sound, right? They both get up. They're like, I'm being wary. I'm being cautious because of my previous experiences.
Correct.
And then they bump into each other in the middle of the hallway and they go, oh, someone else is in Stu's house. And they know, well, one of us has to leave. And one of us has to die.
Oh, so they didn't know that they were in...
No.
Yeah, okay, yeah, yeah. So this is one of those things that they just happened to be in the same house.
Yes, yeah,
okay,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay, great.
So now that they bumped into each other, they're going into fight mode. And I think that fight mode for Cecilia is grab a fucking weapon
time. Yeah, I think she's going to try to, like, attack Mia right away.
Okay.
And I think Mia might be like, I'm just gonna like get away from you in this zone. So I think maybe we do like an initial where she like turns around from the hallway and runs a little bit.
Okay.
Because I think Cecilia's gonna try to chase after her and then potentially like grab a weapon on the way. And when she does, she like maybe opens like a closet door in front of her so that she like smacks into the closet door so that Mia can like get into like maybe the kitchen area to like
hide. Yeah,
so we need to get out of the kitchen though because we've been fucking in the kitchen way too much. Kitchen. Okay, she's sneaking around to go towards the living room.
Okay, so Mia escapes.
Yeah,
Cecilia just got bonged. Right. So I think that what she does, she dives into the closet and grabs a there happens to be a umbrella in the closet that has a pointy end. Right. So she grabs the pointy end of the umbrella. Shouts out to Scream number one when she stabs fucking her boyfriend in the
Johnny Depp looking
motherfucker. Skeet Ulrich with the umbrella.
Yeah.
So she grabs the umbrella because it's in there because it's a Scream universe. And she grabs the umbrella and she starts running towards or running after Mia, right? Mia, I think, is trying to find, like, the Heidi situation, right? And so I think what she does is she ends up going down to the basement. I think that she goes down to the basement and, like, starts to fortify herself inside the basement. I think that Cecilia gets to the basement door and realizes it's locked and starts banging on the basement door, right? And realizes, I can't get in this way. So she walks out to the front house to go behind to get through the garage.
Okay, sounds good. So I think that while Mia is in the garage, she's like shuffling around looking for stuff. And I think that what she'll find is maybe like a big comical hammer.
I love it. Great.
And so she could probably hear the footsteps happening outside of the garage door. So maybe she gets to like a location to like, it's almost like she's hiding behind something a little bit so that when the door starts to lift, she can like use the hammer. Like she's got to kind of lift it over her shoulder. Like, oh my God. And then like the garage door like slowly starts to rise. So as this happens, I think that Cecilia is not one to just wait for the whole fucking garage door to get open.
Yeah, yeah,
I think she's going to like crawl underneath it. Yeah. To be met by Mia with her hammer.
Does Mia make contact?
Probably, but nothing lethal.
Okay.
Maybe it's one of those things where it's like a squeaky hammer. Like she doesn't realize it, but when she thwanks it down, it like boink. Like,
it bonks back up. Okay, yeah. So it does a little comical boink.
Yeah.
Maybe Cecilia gets like one of those like things that grows out of the top of her head and then she pushes it back down.
And there's some little birds.
Yeah. There's some birds, right?
God damn it. She pushes it back down.
Okay, so I think this is like
Cecilia's fight like we've ever done.
I think Cecilia is disoriented at this point, right? She got bonked. And so she's a little disoriented. She's also bleeding, right? So the disorientation is going to add more of an effect because she is also bleeding at the same time, right? from her last fight.
Yeah, wait.
What?
No, keep going, but I just have an idea.
Okay. So I think that Cecilia gets bonked. She's a little disoriented. I think Mia then takes this opportunity to find something in the garage to attack with. So she's searching while Cecilia's trying to get her ground, her bearings, right? I think what she finds is she finds a cinder block, right? She finds a cinder block and she starts trying to move closer towards Cecilia and she tries to chuck it at her, right? But she doesn't make contact. She does not make contact. So at this point, Cecilia is more aware, right? And she's like, the fuck, dog, right? And so I think she charges at Mia, pushes her into the pile of stuff that's in the garage. So now they're kind of on top of each other, but they're also on a pile of mysterious stuff that could at any point be pulled out to be used as a weapon.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So they're laying on this pile. And then I think what they have around them is like... So my brain keeps going to the silliest shit. Mm-hmm. So like essentially, Cecilia is on top of Mia right now.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that Mia maybe does a little bit of a Bugs Bunny thing.
Uh-huh.
Where okay, so from behind her, there is a hula hoop.
Uh-huh.
I think she brings it up over and around Cecilia, but brings her close to do a like distractionary kiss. Like a, you know what I mean? Like brings her in and is like.
Oh my God.
Yeah. And I think that like Cecilia, like, what the fuck? And then like staggers back to like.
We know Mia loves kissing people.
Yeah, exactly. she does a bisexual kiss. Yeah, we love it. Or just regular gay.
Or just a regular gay kiss. We don't know.
Yeah, so she gives her a kiss. And then, like, Cecilia's like, whoa, what the fuck?
And I think that in that moment, while she's, like, stunned and dazed, fucking Mia grabs a fishing pole that she had from the side of her. And she, like, wraps it around. She wraps the string around Cecilia and, like, pushes her back. So she's, like, caught up in this fishing wire.
Okay, cool. Yeah, I love that.
So she's caught up in the fishing wire. Cecilia at this point realizes that she's been duped multiple times now. And she needs to get on her fucking A game, right?
Yeah, Cecilia's smart.
Yeah. So I think, what is the plan? What is, you're kind of stuck. You're being duped by this younger fucking, this younger lady who is like coming at you with all these random fucking Looney Tunes style things. What is the step that Cecilia takes to secure the victory?
Well, she's fully wrapped at this point, but maybe she has this moment of like rage. Like I've been manipulated too many times. And then she gets so strong, like that her muscles off. Just,
and like, and they pop off
the fishing wire off. Like,
okay. Like, where's Mia at this point?
She's still on the pile. Well, she's just wrapped around the fishing line and maybe tried to just like leave.
Okay.
So I think that she kind of tried to make her way to the door that goes back into the house because it's locked from the inside, right? So she like unlocks it and goes back in.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that Cecilia,
pops it off with her muscles
and runs after her, grabbing a weapon on the way out.
Okay. What's the weapon?
The weapon is. I don't know. What's the weapon? You tell me. I feel like I picked a few.
The weapon is a baseball bat.
Oh, hell yeah. I love it. Okay, great.
So she grabs a baseball bat on the way out and she's running. I think what she does next is she runs up the stairs. So I think that she runs up the stairs of the house.
Wait, who does? Mia or Cecilia?
Mia.
Okay.
Mia. So Mia runs up the stairs of the house and Cecilia at this point realizes that she's on the defensive and she needs to get on the offensive, right? So I think what she does is she goes into the kitchen. She goes into the kitchen and she, because Mia's hiding upstairs, right? She goes into the kitchen and she, like, strikes a match in the kitchen and puts it up to the fire alarm. So that way the fire...
Smoker out.
So the fire alarm starts to go off. And I think that they have sprinklers in their house. They don't in the movie, but we're going to make sure that they have them in this scenario because it's my podcast. Listen, and you can fuck off.
Fire safety.
So sprinklers start to go off, right? And so it's raining. It's raining in the house, right? And so with that happening, it's raining. The fire alarm is beeping. And so Cecilia grabs a knife from the knife block and starts kind of sneaking her way upstairs.
She already has a bat.
Oh, no. Mia has the bat.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I was saying Cecilia breaks three of her fishing line and grabs something on her way to chase Mia upstairs.
Oh, because I was saying that Mia grabbed the baseball bat to run upstairs and Cecilia was breaking out of the fishing wire while that was happening.
Okay, that's fine.
Is that okay?
Yeah.
Okay. So Cecilia's got a knife. Mia's got a bat.
Yep.
Cecilia is lurking her way upstairs trying to find Mia, right? And I think that Mia is like hiding in the bathroom. She's like in the bathroom, a la Hush, the way that Maddie's sure. like hiding in the like bathroom area, right?
Totally see it with a baseball bat.
With a baseball bat, right? And she's got it like poised, ready to go.
She hasn't sustained any injuries at this point.
No, she hasn't.
So she's like fine.
So I think what happens is that that Cecilia, with the fire alarm and the rain and stuff like that, is kind of like looking around at the floor to see if she can find footprints from where Mia was walking up. And I think that she realizes that she's in the bathroom. And so what she does is she, instead of walking through the front door of the bathroom, she goes around to one of the the bedrooms, and she opens up a window to sneak out onto the ledge. That way she can get the surprise element from behind and get her inside of the bathroom. So I think that she sneaks up, opens the window in the bathroom, and a la Hush, she fucking stabs her in the back.
Okay, so just to Indiana Jones map this,
yes,
real quick.
Go ahead.
So Mia has made her way up into the bathroom. She has a baseball bat. Mm-hmm. Cecilia has gone up this. It is raining.
Yes.
She's gone into the kitchen, mm-hmm. lit the match, grabbed mm-hmm. a knife, mm-hmm. walked up the stairs, uh-huh. realizes that she's in the bathroom, uh-huh. and has gone into an adjacent bedroom.
Correct.
Gone through the window.
Correct.
Gone out and around back into the bathroom correct. Window mm-hmm. and is going to stab Mia, in theory.
Yes, correct. Okay. What do you think happens?
I kind of think that Mia is like ready.
Okay.
And so like when she hears the footsteps not go up to the door, uh-huh. she's like suspicious.
Okay.
And probably hears the window, probably hears Cecilia. Mm-hmm. So that I think that most bathroom windows mm-hmm. are fogged out.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And so I think that literally like Cecilia is like, whacks open the window and uh-huh. with a knife, like, and then uh-huh. has her knife in hand. But I think Max or Mia, uh-huh. oh my God, I almost said Maxine, uh-huh. like hits her.
Does she fall off the second story window?
I think she might fall to her literal death.
Do you think she dies?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
I know. I didn't want her to, actually. I really like Cecilia, but like, I don't know why the fuck she went outside. Like, bitch, that was a dumb thing to do. Like, oh my God. Was trying to be surprised, but it did not work out, I don't think.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. She was trying to get that element of surprise.
And also, I think she just feels safer not being, like, she breaks out of houses. You know what I mean? She didn't break uh-huh. back into them that way. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And I think that Mia hits her with a baseball bat and she's
fucking dead on the ground.
Yeah, she's like.
Which means.
Mia versus Miss Caroline. Whoa.
What an interesting fucking matchup.
This is not what I would have expected.
Neither did
I. Mean, I love both of them.
I know, so do I.
But like,
this was a weird one.
This is so weird. Who's in charge?
Who does this podcast? Can we talk to them? Oh my God. It's our podcast and we did the whole thing and yet we're so confused about what's happening.
We said everything and we're like, why did this happen?
Okay, you heard it here first, y'all. That means that the final girl standing fight, our very last fight, is going to be
for season two.
Not our very last fight, because we'll be fighting many more seasons. Our final fight for season two is going to be fucking Miss Caroline versus fucking Mia from Evil Dead and Little Monsters. 2013. Fuck it up.
Wow. Well,
I'm dazed and confused.
I am too. I feel strange.
I feel ennui.
Well, we're going to give them their moment of silence. But before we do, we got some shit to do.
So why don't we just chugga 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 choo choo.
What's that sound?
It's the appreciation train rolled into the appreciation station, bro.
It's like Thomas the Tank Engine.
Aw, cute. Or like Harry Potter.
Ariola. Okay.
So this is the appreciation station, y'all. The place where we appreciate everyone who's got their hands in the pie of this podcast.
Yikes.
What?
I just don't like that metaphor.
Oh no. Okay.
Hands in the pie?
Yeah, hands in the pie. Like okay. Fingers in the pie. Is that, that's like a, that's a phrase.
It's definitely a phrase. Oh, okay. It's just you an just uncomfortable like one because.
Okay. Well, anyway. There are some fingers, but they're not in a pie. They're in this podcast. And
who do we love?
We love Devin McNaughton and the Burly Girlies for making the intro of our podcast iconic and amazing. So thank you, Devin. Thank you, Burly Girlies.
Mm-hmm. Thank you to Prince Jackson, who is our podfather.
Podfather.
He is the creator of the Goodnight Network, which is the network that this podcast is on. So thank you. We love you.
We love being a Goodnight production.
Mm-hmm, we truly do. Tell me your general gratitude.
General gratitude. The first gratitude I want to say is obviously, Jesse Tucker, who makes my world go round. Genuinely, truly, for realsies, you make my heart go boom, boom.
Thank you.
I love you.
I love you too.
I also want to thank, there was a really important one that I wanted to thank. I'm trying to remember it, like completely slipped my mind. Well, I want to thank, until I can remember that, I want to thank everyone who listens to this podcast and everyone who makes this podcast possible. This podcast is definitely a podcast that takes many people to come together and like make it a reality. So thanks for, if you ever tweeted at us, if you've ever, liked one of our photos on Instagram, we love you.
We truly do. Yeah. I want to thank you, Alyssa, for making this amazing podcast idea a reality with me. I also want to thank, we got like a message from somebody.
Yeah. We got a message on Instagram from a really cool person.
And I like can't stop thinking about it, like how flattered I am.
Yeah. Thank you for liking our podcast.
Thank you for listening. You
and
know
sending
who
us
you
that
are.
Kind message.
Wink. Yeah. Okay. No. Wink. But yeah, I just want to say thank you so much for reaching out. We love to hear that people listen.
And they like us?
It's like so cool. Ah! Oh my God. And that's my general, I'm grateful for these cookbooks that are holding our microphones up.
Hashtag grateful.
Now, I also want to thank the listeners.
Of course.
Which obviously like the person who sent us a message is also a listener. Yes. Yeah, but like everybody, we love you.
Thank
whether
you want to
message us or not, we just are so grateful. It's the best. It's my fave.
Yeah, we love you guys. Thank you for listening to this podcast. And if you want to follow along with all things Final Girl Standing, you can follow us on our social media. Yep. We have an Instagram, and that is Final Girl Standing Pod. We also have a Twitter, which is Final Girl_Pod. You can learn all about the bracket. You can learn all about what's going on for the podcast network, etc. And also, we put up our polls there, and we'll put up our poll for the final fight and see what people think the final fight is going to come down to.
That's right. Now, remember, the final fight is going to be Miss Caroline from Little Monsters versus Mia from Evil Dead 2013.
So if you want to go rewatch those movies, go and do it.
Yep. Oh, my God. That's so cute. Yeah. Also, Evil Dead Rises.
Evil Dead is rising.
It's rising
this weekend.
On Friday. It's rising when you hear this.
Yes.
When you hear Evil this, Dead, Evil Dead,
Dead has risen.
Risen.
Evil Dead hath risen on this day.
Yeah.
So go see it, bro. It's gonna be good. There should be an iconic final girl probably coming out of that movie soon.
Oh, I'm so excited. It's gonna scare the
I'm gonna
poop
shit
out of
my
me.
Pants. Yeah. I'm so excited. Oh my God. Okay. But as always, we have to wrap up our podcast by giving a moment of silence, giving a moment of respect and dignity to our fallen final girls. And that is Sarah from The Descent and Cecilia from The Invisible Man. Both girls that I really didn't think were going to die.
I didn't either.
But they did. And here we are. So pour one out for the homies. And let's salute Sarah and Cecilia in the only way we know how to, by giving them a moment of silence. And moment of silence. Amen.
Amen. Ugh, RIP. I'm sad.
I know. I'm kind of like, I need to go cry.
I'm
think.
Forlorn.
I know.
But I'm excited.
But I'm excited for a final episode of season 2.
It's time to find out who's going to be the final girl standing.
What if it's Lupita? I'll shit my pants. Oh
my
God.
I can't handle it.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. We love
bye.
You guys.
Bye.